Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
Guess what my mom has today?
Sound effects.
She downloaded a sound effects app, so she will be providing all of the sound effects for today. Just randomly, that has nothing to do with what we're saying.
I thought it was going to be different than that whistle.
All right, let's hop on in this. So Ariana Grande can't stop making extremely quotable anthems for strong women.
Yeah.
Colleen recorded My Mom and I Dancing to her new song, Seven Rings.
I did not know she was recording.
I know you didn't, because you would have never done any
no,
of that.
No, I would not.
And it was so good. She wasn't discreet.
Well, I was looking at you. You were teaching me dance moves. So I had to look at you and focus on my eyes watching you and what my body was doing.
You were great, Mom. You did great. but yeah, everyone wanted me to talk about it. It's a great song. I love it. There was a lot of people saying that she stole the song from this and that. And there was like three different artists that are saying she stole the song from them. Y'all, she stole it from Sound of Music. That Raindrops on Roses and Whiskers, and that's what it's stolen from. So y'all can calm your panties down.
Calm them down.
Mom, did you hear Netflix is raising its prices? I hope that they can hear it.
Oh, I'll do it again. Say it again, Rachel.
Oh my God. Mom, did you hear that Netflix is raising their prices?
There we go.
It's $1 or $2 raise a month.
Yeah, it's $13 a month now, something like that, right?
Yeah, I'm on yours, so it doesn't affect me. But yeah, so the $8 plan goes to $9. The $14 plan goes to $16. Mm. They have 139 million subscribers.
Do they not have enough money?
Well, by just raising everyone's 139 million people's by $1 a month, that is billions.
Yeah.
Billions.
Well, that's just not good.
Well, I mean, for them, it's great.
For them.
But I mean, but they know no one's going to like cancel their subscription because it's a dollar.
You said Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's Netflix.
Oh, well, then now they can afford Haters Back Off 3.
That is true.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. So I was just amazed by the fact that they're going to make billions by raising it a singular dollar.
Wow.
It's fancy.
That is fancy.
It's pretty fancy if you ask me. So this week, the 10-year challenge was big. I think it's going out now.
I think it is.
Yeah, it's done. But it was big.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it. Mm-hmm. I did not participate.
I did not either.
It made me feel very old because everyone on Twitter 10 years ago was a literal fetus. I was graduating high school.
Yeah.
And everyone else was coming out of their mother's womb.
Yeah.
So I chose not to show my age.
Mm-hmm.
But Mariah Carey.
Oh, that was funny.
Said that she did not believe time is something that she acknowledges.
Right.
So she posted the same exact photo for before and after. You can't not acknowledge time.
Time happens, whether you want it to or not.
Yeah. I mean, honey.
Yeah.
It was funny. It made the headlines. Yeah. But no. Did you see Jessica Simpson did a feet one?
Yeah, and now her foot's swollen from pregnancy. Why
is her foot? Is that what it is?
Pregnant with the third baby.
I couldn't figure out what it was. I was like, why is her foot swollen? I saw that, and I was like searching her Twitter, but I could have Googled it. But
pregnancy.
I didn't know she was pregnant. Good mm-hmm. for her. Colleen trended on Twitter, her mommy messy life photo. There were some people that were angry about the photo. They were like, this is not what it was like for me. How dare you? How dare you say being a mother is hard? So people, it boils down to, people were mad at her because being a mother was easier for them.
Okay. Well, good for them. But why are they
mad at her?
How does a child not barf on you, pee on you, poo on you, but your milk come out of your boobs at the most inopportune times and soaks your shirt?
Yeah, so
it
here you have
all of us mommies.
Here you have a woman being like, "Oh my gosh, life is difficult right now.
This
I love
real
it.
Life.
This
yeah.
is my life. It Would might you... not be the same for everyone else,
mm-hmm.
but people decided to get mad at her for struggling and say because it was easier for them.
We need to have a year, a whole year worldwide. This is my thing now, okay? Where there is no criticism of
Mom,
anyone.
That's stupid.
No, it's not. It's not either.
Did you get my criticism? That was criticism.
Oh.
It was a joke.
Oh.
It will never happen.
How come there's not a thing that goes womp, womp, womp?
Well, you just made the sound effects with your mouth.
All right.
You're not going to be engaged this entire podcast because you're just going to be looking for sound effects on your phone.
I am.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Not working well.
If you don't know what's happening, you have to listen to last week's podcast. My mom discovered that she wanted sound effects in the podcast. So, why are you cricketing? There was no awkwardness. You just made crickets happen when I was like halfway done with a sentence.
I was waiting for a pause.
I stopped for a millisecond to breathe.
Okay.
You just said the podcast was boring. That's what your cricket said.
No.
Anyway, I was just amazed that people were mad at Colleen
yeah.
for struggling, and they were mad at her because their life was easier than hers. I just didn't get it.
No.
Whatever. That's all. So the government shutdown may impact the Super Bowl.
What? Why?
Because the TSA people are taking sick days.
Mm-hmm.
And so the lines at the airports are going to be longer. So people
oh, okay.
to get
so it has
out.
Nothing to do with the game.
Well, security.
Just. They're not from the government, are they?
The police. Police are.
Oh, I didn't
like,
know. I thought they had their own security.
Well, they
people.
Have security, but then like all the police yeah. in all of the towns have to be there, basically. But anyway, I hope the Super Bowl doesn't suck.
When is the Super Bowl?
February something.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh. Did you also see that Trump fed football players fast food?
Trump did?
You didn't see this?
I don't watch Trump stuff because
no, it was on. It was a headline on Twitter. It was everywhere.
I saw Bush give pizza to security guys or something.
No. So the college football national champion winners,
mm-hmm.
the Clemson Tigers, whatever. They go to when you win the championship, you get to go to the White House and have a feast with the president.
Wow.
Well, they're in the middle of the government shutdown,
mm-hmm.
so Trump had to foot the bill for the food. So he decided to
McDonald's for everyone.
Yes, he literally got a bunch of fast food and was like, "Well, it's clearly just going to be their favorite food." And so I don't know why he thought that would be their favorite food. But everyone just, it was just like outrageous that that's what he fed everyone. And Matt made a good point that had to be so cold
mm-hmm.
because you get it. You have to go through security with it mm. and then you display it and then the people come. Fast food doesn't stay warm.
No.
And when it goes bad quick.
Yes.
So unless they had a bunch of heat lamps that we didn't see. And I love how we went from Michelle Obama's like, food being served from her garden that she hand grew to Donald Trump's fast food. I mean, fast food is delicious. I'll give it that. But it was definitely, when you go to the White House, you don't think you're going to have a fast food.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Big
you,
Mac.
You feel like you're going to get like steak and potatoes and stuff.
Yeah.
I will say, for everyone's like, I don't get why people are so mad about this. Like, I would love fast food. That's a great story. When we used to throw tacky parties,
yes.
My family and I, we've had multiple themed parties that the theme is tacky, where mm-hmm. everything's just really tacky. We'd buy cheeseburgers from McDonald's and cut them up and put toothpicks in them as hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
So that's just what I'm comparing it to. I mean, they got a free meal, but I don't think it's what they were expecting.
No.
And apparently they have a nutritionist coach who she just specializes in making sure that they're getting fed correctly and they're not eating junk food. Whoops. She was there, and apparently she was just like having a panic attack. I think it's pretty funny. Hulu released its Fry Festival documentary without warning. They just released one. No one knew they were making it. You don't know what Fry Festival is, do you?
It's a pretend Coachella?
Yeah, it was these rappers and musical artists paid a bunch of supermodels to say that they were going to have this epic thing on this island, and it turned out to be a complete bust.
Well, talked about it before.
Yeah. So Hulu released a documentary about it. No one knew they were making it. No one knew anything. They released it the day before Netflix was supposed to release their Fry documentary that everyone did know about. I thought that was so sneaky.
Sneaky, sneaky.
I have yet to watch either, but that's all. I just thought it was really funny. That's just dirty. They're playing it dirty, man. YouTube came out with new guidelines.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Now they're stricter, and they really address dangerous pranks, challenges, and thumbnails and titles mainly. Less the content, more like your thumbnails and titles can't be misleading, sexually suggestive, dangerous. Have foul language in it, or else you'll get demonetized or have the video taken down.
Really?
So they care. I don't think they care that much about the content. I mean, they are saying,
I was gonna say, if your thumbnail's not like showing something risque, and you're having risqueity, and is that a word, risqueity?
No, it's
in
not
your,
but I'll go
video
with it.
Ooh, that's kind of scary for kids.
Well, yeah, but they're saying what I got from it. Okay, so you can't do dangerous pranks if it's gonna harm yourself or someone else, because like
If it's a don't do this at home thing.
Yeah. If it's a don't do this at home thing, it's not going to get monetized. But if your video is like clean and everything and it's fine, but your thumbnail and title suggested that it wasn't fine,
okay,
then they're going to ding you for that as well. Gotcha. So they put more things on kids where you can't, they're protecting kids more, being like, you can't prank kids. Don't make them cry.
Good.
Don't hurt kids for views. So I thought that was cool. So no sexually suggestive content, inappropriate language, or sensitive or controversial subjects and events. I don't know what that...
When does this begin?
I don't know.
Oh, Rachel.
I think, starting now, when your videos are uploaded, it's in effect. But your old videos, I think you have time to take them down.
Oh, you have to
down.
Go back and change them? Or
no, they won't give... They'll go back and unmonetize them. Oh. You don't have to do anything. And you won't get a strike. But if you start uploading, if you keep uploading dangerous stuff, then you get a strike.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It doesn't affect me. I haven't really done that much bad stuff. But hopefully it stops a lot of the ridiculousness that's been happening. Like the Tide Pod Challenge, the Bird Challenge, the Bird... What's it called? The Bird Cage. Bird
something. The last one. Yeah.
The one that just had the stupid... The blindfold one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch that movie, did you?
No.
No, never. Okay, this is really cool.
Okay.
Oh, I just got a bunch of text messages. Dang it, I'm being my mom and I want to check my phone. MasterCard, so, you know, a credit card company.
Yes.
They will stop free trials from automatically billing you once the trial has expired. So, you know, when they're like, get a free month of blah, 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 but you have to give your credit card info, and then it would just automatically start billing you, if you forgot to cancel. MasterCard is going
to
make it so they will make the company or site get another authorization from you before they can bill you.
Nice. I like
so
that.
So I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of times I do have a MasterCard. And I think I'm going to start using it, because there's a lot of times I'm like, I want to try this, but I don't want to have to remember to cancel if I hated it. If I do like it, I'll obviously start paying for it. I don't care. But I really don't want to forget and then start paying for this crap. I think it's cool.
Yep. That is
good. I think that's awesome. And I think more credit cards companies need to do that.
I think so, too.
You know what also is awesome, Mom?
What?
Our sponsor for today.
Who's our sponsor for today?
Myro deodorant. Myro is a natural deodorant. I've been using it for the past couple weeks and I've actually extremely enjoyed it. I've continued to use it. They use a blend of essential oils that release over time so you stay fresh for a really long time. And they only use a little bit of powder to keep you dry, which I thought would make me sweat a bunch, but I surprisingly have less sweat pits than I did when using just like the normal kind of deodorant with like antiperspirant stuff in it. So I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing it right because it made me sweat less. It's hardworking and long lasting with no toxic stuff. So there's 0% aluminum, which I didn't know was a thing. But a couple months ago, someone on my basketball team was like, guys, I found a deodorant with only 10% aluminum. She started going off about it and everyone was like, oh, it's really hard to find that low. And everyone was talking about how they're on a search for deodorant with low aluminum. And I didn't know that was a thing. And everyone was freaking out that she found a 10% one. Well, this one only has 0%. It also has 0% parabens. So this is what people are searching for. They have created it. And it's all clinically tested for safety and efficiency. But of course, not tested on animals. It's the good stuff. So how it works is you choose your scent and you choose the color of your deodorant case thing that it comes in. It comes in a lot of different colors and a lot of different scents, and they send you a refill for the case every 3 months straight to your door. So the case is refillable. So you're cutting down on your plastic intake a crazy amount. They actually use 50% less plastic than normal drugstore deodorants, which I'm all for. You know me, you know I love to save the planet and the animals and all the things. Usually with natural, every time I hear someone say they're using a natural deodorant, I usually think, oh, they stink the second they start sweating. If you know me, you know I work a lot, I work out a lot, and I sweat a lot, and it actually lasts, and I did not stink through my workouts, through my outside work, through my wood shop. I smelled good and I didn't sweat as much as I normally do, which really surprised me and I very much enjoyed it. So if you want to try today, go to mymyro.com/allthingsinternet for 50% off your first order and get started today for just $5. But again, that's promo code allthingsinternet. So go to mymyro, mymyro.com/allthingsinternet. to get 50% off your first order. That's just $5, dudes. So I really love it. Check it out. Go there. Test your pits. Treat your pits well, guys. Treat them well. Next thing. So YouTube is now testing something that isn't the worst thing in the world. You know, every time YouTube does something, it's the worst thing in the world. They're finally not doing the worst thing in the world. They're going to start. You know how you're watching a video? There's like recommended stuff.
Yes.
They're going to put these little blue bubbles that let you filter the recommended.
Oh, good.
So it's like you can be like more from this person or more videos like this or
can
more.
Can you do less from this person or less from this creator?
I don't know. They're going to start. Well, because they'll figure out what you want in your recommended based on the bubbles you click.
Okay.
So they're trying it out right now on just a few people. But right now, I can't see how that would be a bad thing.
No, I don't.
I usually am one that likes to fight the change because right. I'm an old person, apparently. But this, I think, could be cool.
Yeah.
I see no flaw in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also don't go to the recommended. I always go to my subscription
box. Me too.
And when a video rolls into the next video, I'm like, no, I did not choose to watch that video. I always click out and go pick a video up. Even if I had wanted to watch that video, I didn't decide.
You
I want to decide.
Oh, Rachel, that was not a sound effect, people. That was her.
It was good. We haven't gotten an Instagram news update since December 18th.
Wow.
When we started this podcast, we had Instagram news every single episode. And they haven't given us anything.
They've slowed down.
In a month. I guess they're out of
changes. It's only been a month?
Yeah.
You said December, didn't you?
Yeah, December 18th.
My brain is just shut off.
I'm tired. I didn't drink coffee before this. I was working outside all day.
Ah.
And I didn't drink any coffee.
Gotcha.
What's your excuse?
I was up at 4 with a baby.
Okay, fine, valid. I'll let it be.
Okay, but then I gave him to his parents at 5:30 and slept.
But you were still
10.
No, but you still woke up. See, that's the thing. Even if you got 8 hours, if there was a gap in the middle. I read a thing that we're supposed to sleep 4 hours twice a day.
No, I can't do that. That's like having a nap.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, naps are good for you. I was like, no, that's stupid.
No.
I will do 7 hours and then a 20-minute nap.
I can't do any naps.
I used to be that way. I used to hate all naps. But 20-minute naps on the couch with my dog are my favorite thing in the world.
But it would take me an hour to shut my brain down to take the nap.
No, I just get so tired. And then my dog lays on me and I'm like, well, I can't get up. He's 90 pounds. I'm not going to force this. So I'm just going to close my eyes. If I have to force myself to fall asleep, I won't take a nap. But if it's like I can't keep my eyes open, then I'll take a nap. Because that 20 minutes, it'll get you. It'll make you feel good.
I wake up hot and cranky and sweaty.
No, that's only if you take long naps. Long naps do that. If you do not sleep more than 20 minutes, your nap should never be more than 20. And never fall asleep when it's about to be dark.
Yeah.
Because if you fall asleep when it's light and you wake up when it's dark, it messes with your entire system. No. I like a 3 p.m. nap.
A 3 p.m. nap?
A 3 p.m. nap. For 20 minutes.
Darn, there's no snoring sound effect. Okay.
That's nice. There's Alpitize. I tried to download a sound effect app and it was so clustered.
Was it the circle one?
Yeah, the circle one.
I downloaded that and then I undownloaded that.
You deleted it off your
phone? That's it. That's the word I was looking for.
The sentence. It was a sentence you were looking for, actually.
Oh, well.
Okay. Oh, did you see the Gillette commercial?
Yes. And then did you see the one that the watch company put up after?
No.
Okay. People were up in arms for that Gillette one. So this watch company made another one saying, don't tell us how to be. You're messing with our masculinity because not all of us are jerks. And they showed firefighters and they showed people that were brave.
The Gillette isn't saying that men are jerks.
Exactly.
Because never did I watch that Gillette commercial and think it applied towards dad. Yeah. Never Christopher.
No.
Never was I like, ugh. They are telling me that my father and my brothers are bad men.
No.
How dare they? No, I was like, they're saying that people need to be like my brothers and my dad and my boyfriend and my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
They're saying that there's toxic masculinity is fine.
Yes.
I'm very much attracted to masculinity. Yes. But there is also toxic masculinity, and that's what they were talking about. Let's get rid of that and embrace just good masculinity. Yes. And oh my goodness.
So this other company just went off.
So they decided to get a money grab.
Just, you know, do all the awesome men that there are out there.
Yeah,
that are soldiers. Or,
yes, great.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Gillette was saying. Oh, people are just, they just get so.
Yep.
Oh my God. All it was saying was be a good person. And people were pissed.
Yeah.
They were saying, don't catcall. Mm-hmm. Don't
objectify.
Don't bully.
Don't do it.
Don't just let boys beat up each other and be terrible and just say, well, boys will be boys.
No.
Teach them to be good because we are good. You are good.
Yes.
I just, the whole thing, I watched it and I was like, people are going to hate this. I love it. It's a good message. People are not going to see the message. Mm. They're going to just be angry because they want to be angry. People get so angry. But I thought it was a good commercial. And if you think it was saying men are bad.
That's not what it was saying
That's not what it was saying at all.
Yeah. They could do the same thing for women. Well.
Every commercial is telling a woman what to do.
They could have had women, you know, nitpicking each other or gossiping behind their back.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You see what I'm saying? And it's not all women do that.
Yeah. Correct. And I would.
I would not have been offended if I would be like, let's stop that.
We're saying there are negative things about women, which are, very true sometimes. Mm-hmm. They were saying, stop doing this, and they glorify the good. Yeah, I'd be like, I support this message.
Let's all be good humans.
Like Lily Singh's has Girl Love campaign, where she's like, let's not hate on each other because we're women. Let's love each other. Never was like, how dare you say that I hate women, Lily? How dare you? I would never say such a thing. I was like, this is a great campaign. Cool.
Yeah.
Let me wear a bracelet.
Yeah.
Let me rock your sweatshirt. Like, it was just saying be good.
Yeah. That's all it was.
And never did I think it applied to any of the good men in my life. Right. I only thought this, because I don't have any bad men in my life. I cut them all out. I went, this applies to the people I've cut out in my life, not the people I've stuck that I've had.
Yeah.
Kept around. So that one just threw me for a loop that what people decided to see instead of what was actually in front of them.
Yeah.
A cool thing, Google Maps now shows you the speed limit for the street you're on.
That's awesome. And what's awesome is you slapped your leg when you did that. Like,
it was a knee slapping good idea.
I've never seen you do that before.
You've never seen me do that?
No.
I slap my knee all the time. It's a knee slapping good time, man. I've seen it. They tested it out a while ago. Where it's just,
I was thrown
off. Oh my God, because I slapped my knee.
They show you this
speed limit on the street you're on.
Oh, okay.
So if you turn on a street and you look at your directions, it tells you there's like a little speed limit sign on the bottom left of the screen, and it just tells you the speed limit for that street.
Because sometimes you don't see the street signs. Yeah. Sometimes they're not there.
Yeah, there's a bush. When you get off the freeway to get to my house, there's a bush in front of the street speed limit sign. So from the freeway for like a mile, you don't know what the speed limit is.
Yeah.
Because there's just a bush in front of it. But if you have Google Maps on your Android or iOS device, my mom just tried to put an Altoid in her mouth and dropped it.
And I licked it before.
It fell, so it's going to get sticky on the ground.
You have a wet Altoid on your floor.
Anyway, yeah, I saw them test that out a while ago and then they took it away. And I was like, why'd they take it away? That was cool. And then they brought it back. So now I know for sure when I'm speeding. Facebook is trying so hard, Mom,
to listen in more on our conversations because they did it to me again today.
No, I think that you're secretly just forgetting that you searched the thing because I got no Spice Rack ads.
I was sitting on the couch with everybody. We were talking about what was for dinner and Quinn was going to make chicken pot pie. And Anita and Brian said, "Ooh, yum, yum, Mom." And that's all we talked about. And then I turned on my phone and went on Facebook and there was an ad for chicken pot pie.
Are you sure?
Dad was there. Colleen was there. Everyone
are you
was
sure
there.
You didn't Google recipe for chicken pot pie?
I did not.
I'm going to check your phone
later. So we turned off the microphone on Instagram because those two are connected. And then we said a whole bunch of things in the phone and we're waiting to see if I get any ads for those. Crazy.
You're
okay.
You're getting stalked.
Man.
This is intriguing.
Whew. They're listening to a very boring person.
Well, what I was going to say about Facebook is that they're creating an app called LOL, and it's to entice teens to use Facebook more, and it's just a feed of memes and GIFs.
Oh.
It's not going to take off.
No.
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 The reason social medias take off is because people want to be famous on them. I'm sorry. That's all it is. And Snapchat, you couldn't really get... It was hard because...
You can't get famous on Facebook.
I know. That's why the app is dying,
yeah.
Mom. That's exactly why.
It's just for friends and old-time family.
Yes. But they for some reason, really want teens to be on Facebook.
Hmm.
And so they're trying to use this app called LOL.
Okay.
We don't know how it's going to integrate with Facebook. They're only testing 100 high school students with it right now.
Hmm.
And it's just, I don't know. It's just a feed of GIFs and memes. That's not... You did nothing. Okay. I don't get it.
Those are already on your phone, people.
This app will never launch for real. Last thing in the news is Shane Dawson released a trailer for his next series, Conspiracy Series.
Ooh, what's it on?
Conspiracy Theories.
Oh, not one in particular?
No,
I was waiting for the subject.
It was, well, his trailers are just a bunch of him going, oh, should we call the cops? Security cameras. Oh my God, I need to call my lawyer.
So he has a soundtrack.
Yes, pretty much. But it's a two-part series and it gets released on the 30th of this month. That's all we know about it.
All right.
It seems cool. I mean, it's a Shane Dawson thing. It's going to be good, but that's the whole kit and caboodle. All right, Mom, you want to play a game?
Ugh,
it's going to be 20 questions.
But
I have to turn my camera on.
Pause.
All right, I turned the camera on.
Okay.
All right, 20 questions. What was that?
It says game, so I wanted to see what it was.
Okay.
It's a game buzzer. There's three game ones. Game over. Okay, and game winner. Oh, I like that one. Okay, game winner.
Okay, game winner. All right, so do you want to think of the object or do you want me to think of the object? You hate 20 questions, so I love it. You're so bad at it. You used to be good at it. Do you want to think of
it? I got it.
Okay, you got it. Is it in this room?
No.
Is it something you own?
Oh. Own? I guess. To me, if you own something, you bought it. I didn't buy it. Okay, go.
Is it a part of your body?
No. No.
I don't know. Well, like, you own it, but you wouldn't buy it. Okay. See, I was going along with your confusion.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, so you have it, but you didn't buy it.
Righto.
It's not on your body.
No.
It's not in this room.
No.
Okay, all right. Is it edible?
Yes. You're gonna win.
Okay, so it's a food.
Yes.
Do I eat it?
I believe you would.
Okay. Therefore, it's not a meat.
No.
Or a dairy.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Are you counting?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I'm on 5. 15? I just did 5. Oh my God. Woman. Is it sweet?
No.
Is it salty?
No.
What the crap?
I got a good one.
Do you buy it from a restaurant?
You can.
Okay.
Like, it could be on the menu.
This is so weird.
No, it's not.
It is.
No.
Do you bake it?
No, you could, but no. Yeah, well, yeah, you could. You can.
God. These are yes or no questions.
Okay, yes or no.
Do you barbecue it?
No.
Okay. Aggressive.
Are we on 18 yet?
You're on 10. Okay. So it's not sweet or salty.
No.
Does it grow on a tree?
No.
Don't laugh at me. I'm trying here.
I'm trying to see them growing on a tree.
Oh my God. Them. All right. Trying to see them grow on a tree.
I think I'm going to win this time.
Do you have to make it or is it already a thing? What? That is a very, very good question.
Not applicable.
Do you have to concoct it? Do you have to concoct it? Like, I'm saying, like, fruit, you can just pick off a freaking tree, but, like, a tuna casserole, you have to make.
It's not a tuna casserole.
I figured it wasn't a tuna casserole. You still have yet to answer my question. Do you obtain it whole, or do you have to concoct it? This is not this funny. Oh, my God. Are you peeing? She's gone to the laughter where it's just a... So, tuna casserole gets her every time.
I answer these questions.
Oh my God! It's not that difficult. Do you buy it?
Yes, you can.
You can what? No, that was not the question. I realize it can be purchased.
Oh, I'm tired. These questions are too hard.
Okay, but the thing is, it's edible.
I can't believe you're not getting this, but I think you're at 20 questions.
No, I'm not. I'm at like 12.
No, last time you were at 10 and you had like 20 questions.
I had to repeat the exact same question 12 times and I did not even get an answer. So.
It's not a thing that you
concoct.
Yeah, sure. No, it's not.
God, okay. So you get it whole.
Yes.
It's edible.
Yeah.
It's not sweet or salty.
No.
You feel weird about owning it, but you have. I said that you don't buy it. You said that you wouldn't buy it. You said you can, but you'd feel weird about it.
This is so hard.
I feel like it's going to be like a goat, and she's going to be like really weird about the whole thing. And she laughed at the fact I thought it might grow on a tree. How dare I? But I would eat it.
Yes.
Therefore, it's not an animal or an animal product.
No.
Does it grow out of the ground?
Yes. Thank you. God, I've been waiting for you to ask me that question. Do you make it? Well, you grow it. Is that making it? No, it was... Okay.
You are stressed.
I hate this game.
Why?
Go ahead. Because there's so many different avenues that it does or doesn't apply.
Have you grown it?
Yes.
Okay.
There we go. We're 20 now. Okay. You're gonna get
it's
it now.
Clearly a vegetable that my mother has grown from the ground.
Yes.
Is it a sweet pea?
No.
Is that another word for snap pea?
Yes.
Is it a snap pea?
Yes. But that was more than 20.
No, it wasn't.
You go back and listen. I bet it
was. I will. I promise you. We're not count.
That's a winner.
We are not counting the fact that I had to ask the same question 60 times.
I didn't know how to answer it.
Concocted it. I was saying, well, like, do you get it whole,
do
like
you
an orange?
A snappy? You don't concoct. No. You don't just go boom, you concoct it.
No, I'm saying, like, bake it, cook it, barbecue
you can
it.
Cook it.
No, but I'm saying, how are you still understanding this? I'm okay. Saying, like,
ready?
Lasagna, you'd have to concoct.
Yes, you would.
An apple, you would not.
True.
God. Okay.
Do you have your item?
Sure, yes.
Is it a snap pea?
No.
Okay, go.
Do you go where?
I need sleep so bad. Okay. Is it in this room?
Yes.
Ooh.
I gotta make them easy for you, Ma.
Oh, I've asked this question before and you tricked me. Is it touching the floor?
No. Touching not trick you. I have never tricked you.
Is it touching the walls?
No.
Is it on us?
Yes.
Ooh! Okay. Are we wearing it? See,
no.
That hard. Is it part of our bodies?
No.
So it's okay.
Yeah, I know.
It's on us. Wait, no, I forgot your answer. It's on us, but it's not part of our body?
Correct.
So it's not our clothes. It can't. It's on us.
Okay.
We both have one on right now.
No.
Oh, do you have it on?
I have it, yes. On my person.
Your watch.
No.
Your glasses.
Correct.
Ah, wait. Yay.
I tried to make it as easy as possible, but I had them in my hand and not on my face.
See?
So, see it's what?
When you
see
ask,
what?
When you ask a question, there could be different. Okay.
I know, but I try to give the most truthful yes or no as
what
I could.
What did we play last week?
What did we play last week? We played... We didn't play headlines, did we? Was that headlines?
We did something new.
Yeah, headlines, where I start a headline and you have to tell me if it's going to end good or bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay, let's do questions. Ready?
I'm ready.
Allison asks if we watch Riverdale.
I don't know what that is.
Nope. It's a TV show. I haven't watched it.
No.
But I just recently found out that my friend works on it.
Oh.
She works as she's in charge of all the editors. She's like quality control of the editors. So that's my only connection with that show. I've never watched a single episode.
I went to an editor's house yesterday.
You did?
It was pretty cool because it was Louis Armstrong's old house.
That is pretty legit, Mom.
It
you live a cool
awesome.
Life.
It was awesome.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
Next question.
Susie May asks if Learning Sundays can go in the vlogs. Now, this is the only person I have ever seen give legitimate help with it comes to Learning Sundays. Because y'all just demand Learning Sundays, then you don't watch them. But Susie May has suggested maybe if I have something to teach you guys, I can just put it in a vlog.
Susie May, I love you.
Susie May, you have won all of the awards. Mom, I need an award sound effect.
Oh, I put it away. Now
Mom!
You're going to have to wait. I got to turn my phone on.
Do,
I got to
do
the password.
Do,
wait, where is it? Sound effects.
Do,
now there's an ad.
Do,
sound catalog.
There you go. That sound effect was for you, Susie May.
There you go.
If I think I have something to teach you guys, I will put it in a vlog.
I love
but
it.
I have had nothing to teach you guys. Satisfied?
Yes.
All right. So y'all can shut your mouths about it. Shakira asks,
you could have taught us how to make a fence.
Oh my God. No, I don't want to vlog the outside of my house.
Oh, that's true.
Exactly. Shakira asks, Rachel, is the house you're in now your forever home? No. It is my home right now. I don't plan to live here the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I thought that everyone just stayed in their house that they grew up in, and then...
Because that's what I wanted for you kids.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. Mm-hmm. I thought as growing up, always being in the same house, I never realized people moved.
Yeah, I did as a child. That's why I wanted to be in one place
for my kids. Yeah, you moved a lot. I think while I'm childless, I will probably move every once in a while. I kind of like the idea of flipping houses or renting out the houses that I own. I'm into properties and house remodels. So I plan on not being here forever and eventually renting it out or selling it. Whatever. Whatever the market suggests I should do at that moment in time.
Exactly.
RJ asks, has Colleen changed since having the baby? She has changed back to herself.
Yes.
Pregnancy changed her a lot because she just like wasn't the same. I still loved her. Yeah, but she was miserable and she didn't have energy and she didn't have the drive that she normally did. Mm-hmm. Then after giving birth, she changed back immediately to that person that she was. Drive, wanted to work, all the energy, creative, happy, wanting to do everything with everybody. She's back to that. So now she just has a baby. So she can't go do everything. And she is a little hindered because there's a baby attached to her boob a lot.
And she doesn't mind, though.
But she doesn't mind at all. She's the same.
And she still gets things done.
We've always had babies in our family. So, like, we've all kind of know how to take care of them. Yeah. And it's not weird to go to her house and there'd be a baby there.
Right.
Because there's just kind of always babies everywhere. So, I mean, he's perfect and he's his own person.
Adorable.
But she's changed back to who she was before pregnancy. Right. And she's very happy. Katie asks, what made you choose the name All Things Internet, especially when you talk about corn and chickens all the time? Listen, it's not all the time.
We didn't talk about them at all this time.
Exactly. How are your chickens, Mom?
Well, I'm assuming they're fine.
Yeah, you haven't been
home. Trent's watching them right now.
Okay, they're fine. If you haven't gotten a negative text, they're fine.
I'm getting blue-green eggs and little tiny Banny hen eggs now, so
that's fantastic.
They're happy.
We chose the name. Well, I chose it. You had nothing to do with the name.
You did
All Things Internet because I wanted to talk about everything happening on the internet once a week. I just kind of wanted to
open it up to everything.
Yeah, because you go on Twitter and you go, well, how could I not talk about the fact that Trump fed fast food to national football champions? Like, how do you not talk about that? But also, I didn't want it to go into a gossip area. Right. And just talk negatively about people the whole time. Mm-hmm. So that limits how much internet there is to talk about. So I opened it up to more things. What I saw on the internet. Mm-hmm. It's more of a...
And not one central source-based thing.
No. It's just what we saw on the internet this week is what we talk about.
Right.
And we do talk about things that like what trended on the internet, what's going on with certain YouTubers, certain YouTube videos, what's happening with social medias. We do talk about that. But I came up with the names because I wanted to just base it around internet stuff.
Right.
But there's only so much internet stuff without having to go into the gossip world. So we talk about anything and everything we see on the internet. Mm-hmm. Last question of the day. Maud asks, what's your favorite game to play with family? Lately, we've been playing a lot of Mafia, which is a great game. But I have to say my favorite one we play as a family is Pictophone.
I love that.
I love Pictophone, but the reason we don't play is because you have to get out
paper and
all that stuff. And then it's very much a game in which people can take their time with, and we don't do that well.
We're very impatient.
So we have to play it with certain people.
Right.
Where they're like, it's a 1 minute time limit you have to draw or guess. And then
and it's fun. It's hilarious.
But if you play it with people who dilly-dally, it's not fun.
It's fun to play with a mix of people where some people can draw and some can't.
Yeah. Pictophone is everyone, you have a pad of paper. Everyone writes down a word or a sentence or an activity or whatever. And then they pass it to the person next to them. And then that person has to draw whatever that word or phrase was. And then they pass it to the next person. And that person has to guess what that drawing is of.
Yeah, because they don't look at what it.
Yeah,
words
and then it goes on, so on and so forth, however many people you have, like 10 people usually for us. Mm-hmm. So it's telephone, Right. Where you whisper something in someone's ears and it goes around and then you go, ha ha ha, what it ended but up it's as.
Drawings but and
it's,
words.
Yeah, it's drawings and words. And that's, I think, my favorite game to play, but it just, it can go wrong depending on the people it's playing with you. But it's a it's lot fun. Of fun. It's a lot of fun. Mom, do you have any news to add?
No. I do not.
There's no holidays coming up, right? That we care about. Martin Luther King Day just happened.
I have been involved in other things.
I did not look at the calendar.
That I don't even know what day of the week it is. Clearly what month it is.
Yeah, she January. Keeps trying to look at my calendar and failing to read the date.
Well, it doesn't have the month on it, and that one's different than I don't know what that other calendar
Martin
is.
Luther King Jr. Day is today, the day this podcast goes up.
Okay.
I knew it was somewhere around here. I also have a meeting that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. About this podcast. I'm not inviting you.
Oh.
You can come if you
I'm
want.
I'm the silent partner.
You are. You're the... That talks.
Sound effect partner.
Anyway, you're the sound effect partner. All right. Well, that's going to be it for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you. Mom, do you want to take us out?
I wish I had a chicken sound. See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.